Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair. Thanks to SunGard Availability Services. IT for business that never stops.
I'm delighted to be joined by a Galway man and former Woolworths director and CEO and vice chairman of Dubai Duty Free, which turned over almost 2 billion last year. Colin McLaughlin, you're very welcome to Down to Business. How are you?
I'm very good, Bobby. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
No, lovely to talk to you. And you're a man with, I have to say, you've got a very, very packed CV, Colm. Just bring us back to maybe the early days after leaving Ballinasloe and Galway. How did you actually end up in Woolworths?
I went, as many people did in those days, to England for the summer of 1961.
Right.
I'm giving my age away there in no uncertain terms. After leaving CERT, the idea at that time was to earn a bit of pocket money and so on and come back at the end of the summer and attend university. That never happened. I did various things whilst I was in London. And 1 year later, I joined Woolworths as a trainee manager.
Okay.
Joining Woolworths as a trainee manager sounds posh. What it meant was that you swept the floor and unpacked the boxes. And I crawled through the ranks of Woolworths and left there in 1969. I had just been appointed as a store manager in Woolworths. And I joined the duty-free at Shannon Airport.
And was that a way home for you, Colm, in the sense that you, this job had come up in Shannon duty-free? And did you see that as your ticket home, or was it a career aspiration?
It was a little bit of both. I happened to be on holiday in Ireland. I saw this job advertised. I didn't really know what the duty-free meant. And because I was there, I made contact, I did an interview, and sometime later I was offered a job there as the sort of deputy manager of the duty-free, and I took it. And it was both. It was a career aspiration and going home.
Okay. Now, just many people won't know the significance that is and was Shannon duty-free. I bring you back to people like Dr. Brendan O'Regan, people who made, put Shannon Airport, Shannon Freeport Zone on the map. It was quite revolutionary of its time, was it not?
It was amazing at its time, and that it started in 1947, and I think the turnover in the duty-free at Shannon in that year was about $10,000.
Wow.
The turnover in the duty-free industry now is, last year was $62 billion.
Wow.
And this year, as you know, is the centenary of Dr. Brendan O'Regan and is the 70th year of the duty-free being born at airports.
Wow. And can I, just out of Shannon duty-free, and this is, I think, what's of interest to our listeners, what was it that was happening there that made it a kind of a template for worldwide duty-frees?
Well, a lot of people in those days used Visit Shannon Airport to just find out about the business. In the early days, you know, people from airports like Frankfurt and Heathrow and Amsterdam. And I recently met a man who went to the 1948 Olympics. Well, his father went to the 1948 Olympics in London and used the opportunity to go to Shannon to see what this duty-free stuff meant.
Right.
And went back to Panama and set up a duty-free operation there. So it was new at that time, and many airports around the world took an interest in it and decided to learn from it.
And was the working of people like yourself, and I know you were sent on a sort of a secondment to Dubai originally, but you know, the footprint that you would have left and other colleagues at that time in wherever it was, Moscow or Dubai, like that all emulated out of Shannon, didn't it?
I'd say so, yes. You know, if you take the Dubai case, the Dubai government did a contract with Air Inter in 1983. They had heard about Shannon. I remember visitors coming from the airport at Dubai to look at the operation at Shannon, to meet some people there. myself, Bill Maloney, was the boss of Shannon Duty Free at that time. And out of that, the Dubai contract started. And, of course, at that time, it was just in 1983, it was a six-month contract that 10 of us from Shannon and Dublin Airport went to Dubai for 6 months to set up a duty-free operation there. The 6 months has long since passed, as you know.
Right.
I know you didn't ask me, but during that time, Bobby, I was asked if I would stay. I agreed to stay in Dubai for 2 years, and then two colleagues stayed with me, and I'm still there.
Amazing.
My colleagues have both retired, although they're both younger than I am.
Wow. And Colm, can I ask you then about Dubai Duty Free? Again, we read and, you know, we see it in headlines and that. But can you just give us a sense of the scale? Because it's much more than retail, isn't it?
It is. We have a number of other things. The retail itself is, it's the single largest duty-free operation at any airport in the world. It started in 1983. We had 100 staff. I'm happy to say that we still have 31 of those 100 staff working for us.
Wow.
Our business in the first full year was $20 million. Our business last year was $1.85 billion.
Whoa.
We now employ 6,000 people. We operate 36,000 square meters of retail space at the airport. And we have what's called a leisure division, which means we built a tennis stadium. Underneath the tennis stadium, we built an Irish pub called the Irish Village. It is probably the busiest bar and restaurant in Dubai.
Wow.
5 years ago, we opened a five-star hotel, which is managed for us on contract by the Jumeirah Hotel Group. We do a lot of marketing, and it's part and parcel of the brief we got from His Highness Sheikh Mohammed at the beginning that we should promote Dubai. So we do many things. We spend 2.5% of our top line on promotion, advertising, sponsorship, stuff like that. And two events of that we do in Ireland. Of course, we, for many years, have been the title sponsor of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby. For the past 3 years, we've been the title sponsor of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open Golf,
which is on the 6th and 9th of July.
6th to the 9th, yeah, and the Derby's on the 1st.
Wow, great. And that's great to see. It's great to see your interest in those two sporting occasions here, Colm. You also didn't tell us that there's a Ballinasloe post office. Is that right in Dubai?
we have the Irish Village, it's called, and it's built like a street.
Right.
And there is, you know, a pretend post office is part of the street, and it is called the Ballinasloe Post Office. It's purely coincidental that I'm from Ballinasloe. And I remember when we built it, Bobby, I took some photographs of it, and my late father was alive at the time, and I showed him the photograph of it and told him what we had in Dubai, and he wanted to know if we sold stamps there.
Well, they're over a euro each now, Colm, so maybe they might be too expensive. Can I ask you then about the future for duty-free? Like, it's sort of, duty-free as we know it here has sort of ebbed and flowed over the years. Again, its relevance can be influenced by all sorts of factors. You've got, as we say, an absolute staggering operation out there, turning over, as you said yourself, 1.85 billion last year. Where does it go from here, Colm? What does the landscape look like for the next couple of years?
Generally, the attitude in the duty-free industry is very positive.
Yeah.
You know, half of that $62 billion I mentioned is done on ferries and in border shops and airlines, and the other half is done at airports. Certainly the airport part of it is very positive. In the case of Dubai, there is a second airport there that is expanding at a huge rate. We expect by 2022 or 3 to have a huge operation in the second airport at Dubai. It's called the Al Maktoum International Airport. It's been extended right now. By 2022, it's expected to have a capacity of 135 million passengers a year.
Jenny.
There were 84 million passengers through Dubai last year. There is going to be just short of 90 million this year. And in our forward planning in Dubai Duty Free, we expect by 2022 to have a business in excess of $3 billion. We expect to employ between 9 and 10,000 people. So our attitude and the attitude in the duty-free industry generally is very positive.
Well, listen, you're a positive man, a man who's made a great contribution. It's been a pure pleasure to talk to you. Colin McLaughlin there, Executive Vice Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Dubai Duty Free. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Bobby, I'm very happy and thank you for calling.
Good man.
News Talk's Executive Chair. Thanks to SunGard Availability Services. IT for business that never stops.